Good morning. Today's daf Mabitzia is test. We're on Ches Amud Beis, and we're, for the first part of today's daf, we're going to be focusing on a comment that was made by Shmuel. You remember yesterday's daf at the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. So Rav Yosef told us the very bottom of the Amud. Rav Yosef told us that he had a Kabbalah from Rav Yehuda who learned by Shmuel, and Shmuel said two things. Shmuel said that one by Rochev and one by Manik. Rochev is riding an animal. Okay. Now I'll make this clear at the very beginning. It will be clear in the Gemara. Then when we're talking about riding an animal, we're just simply talking about passively riding on an animal. That's rochev. Okay? In other words, we all have this idea that we're riding on the animal and you got your spurs on and then you kick the animal and then the animal goes, okay, which is good. But that's not what rochev means. Rochev just simply means that you're passively riding on the animal. Good. So, and then there's something called manhig. Manhig is that you're leading the animal. Okay? So in other words, you're basically directing the animal where to go. You call out to the animal. Oh, I just did my research. So you call to the animal and you're directing the animal where to go. So, No, you're not on the animal. You're just leading the animal. So under those circumstances, so Shmuel says one of those cases you're konan animal, and the other one you're not. And then Rav Yosef said which one's which. To which the Gemara immediately clarified. This is just all chazara from yesterday. Which one's which? The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Which one's which? You know which one's which. There's not much to talk about. Manhig." You're Kona. That's obvious. When you go ahead and make a kinyan with somebody, you want to buy an animal. Great. And as we know, we spent a perek of Kedushin discussing this. I'm exaggerating, but only by a little bit. But right, that first perek of Kedushin, a monster perek, 40 blot. And a good part of that perek is how to be Kona. How to be Kona animals, how to be Kona other movable items. And we know that once we agree, once buyer and seller agree that we're going to purchase it, and we agree to the purchase price, so now I have to do a Maisa Kinyan. And so when I am manhig the animal, I'm directing the animal where to go, that's obviously a Kinyan, obviously. So then, well, if that's obviously a Kinyan, so then here we go with a simple process of elimination. So that must mean that Rochev is not a Kinyan. Oh, so the Gemara says that's correct, meaning that was excellent analysis, and that's correct. So what Shmuel meant is that a manhig is kona and a rochiv is not kona. Good. Ibra. That's where we left off yesterday, awkwardly. So hechidami. I'm going to just back up a little bit. We're in the very top of Chesamid base. So hechidami. Ilema. Right, three lines down from the top. So ilema rochav lechude, manig lechude, manig lechude, mika man damer lokani. So ela ikalamemar de lokani, rochav hu de ikalamemar. Good. So Rachav is the one that's not Kona. Meaning, if all you're doing is just simply passively riding in an animal, that is not a Maisa Kinyan. So Ela Rachav b'makamadig ibay lehu ma'ay Rachav adif da'atafis ba odom ha'manig adif da'azlamach masay. So the Gemara says that I have now a Rachav and a manig. So and I want to know, does the Rachav take away any ability of the manik to go ahead and to be kona? So I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Eli Rav Yehuda, Nechzi Anan. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's see. And this Mishnah and Klein, we did this Mishnah and Klein yesterday, did not manhig. So figures are by him. So what do you do now? You're directing two animals, shor v'chamor. Directing, working shor v'chamor together is an Isser of Klein, Pasuk in the Torah. So right, there are various forms of Klein. Some of them having to do with growth and vegetation. Some of them having to do with animals. So cross-breeding animals, that's one version of Kalayim. And cross-working animals is another version of Kalayim. So over here, what do I do? So Shor v'chamor together, I'm manhig. So I direct them where to go. So that's an Isser. So v'gizar b'ayim. V'ayosha b'karon. Ah. Now what if all you're doing is just simply getting a ride? Shor v'chamor, pulling on a wagon, you're sitting on the wagon. Is that an Isser? So the Mishnah says it's a machlokas. Rameir Poter, so Yosha Bekaron. So Yosha Bekaron, so Fikas Arbaim. So the Shitas Tanakama is that it's an Isser, it's an Isser Torah. You're going to get Malkus and Rameir Poter, so Yosha Bekaron. So Rameir says that you're Potter. It's not an Isser Doraisa. Umidapik Shmuel Vitaniva Chacham and Poter, so Yosha Bekaron. Now, when Shmuel got to this Mishnah and Kalayim, so Shmuel did editing. Significant editing, and that is that he flipped around the shitas. He has the Chachamim saying that you're Pater. Now, the reason why he did that edit is because Shmuel knew what the halacha was. The halacha says that, in fact, you're Pater. And so, in other words, whoever presented the Mishnah must have had a corrupted text, And so therefore, it needed editing. And Shmuel said that the Chachamim say that you're pater, because that's the halacha. Anyway, Shma Mina. So what do you see over here? Rachav Lechude Elokane, Bekoshachin Rachav Bemakamanig. So the Gemara says, if all you're doing is Rochev, that is not an action. It's not an activity. It's not something that would be Kone. You're not going to get Malkus if all you're doing is just getting a ride from Shur V'chamor. So that's not an Isser of working the animals, and it's not going to be Kenyan as well.
But there's no, isn't that because you're getting Hana from Kilayim?
That's not, no, no. This is now no. The, you're going to the climb of vegetation.
No, the, yeah, but the animals are you have two different animals working for you, and you're getting hana from it. No,
yeah, but the Isser is working. In other words, the Isser of the Torah is to work them together, right? The residual hana that comes from it, I don't think it's Asabah. Okay, so Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Okay, so where are we right now? So we did is just simply clarify the position of Shmuel. Manig is Kone. Rochev is not Kona. It's really that simple. Okay, and then what if I have somebody who's Monica, and then on top of that you have the person riding on it? Okay, it's also simple. The Rochev is nothing, is doing nothing. Passively riding in an animal is nothing. It will not inhibit another person's ability to be Kona the animal. Okay, again, it's really simple, super straightforward. So I'm Leah by the Rav Yosef Azim and Sigin Amartlai Nechzi Anan of Allah Amartlai Mishmei de Rav Yehuda. Now, a little bit of Musar over here. Abai says to Rav Yosef, you know, we've covered this a number of times, and I've heard this a number of times. The first time I'm hearing that there was a Rav Yehuda intermediary, meaning you kept saying Shmuel, 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 and this is the first time you're introducing Rav Yehuda as part of this story, part of this halachic Masorah. So Amrle Ibra. So Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, you're right. You're right. In other words, I left out that detail, and you're right. So fine. So now that you reminded me, meaning sorry. So Rav Yosef receives and accepts the Musa from Abaye. You're right, I left out that detail. And oh, by the way, you reminded me of the following. In other words, we then probed a little bit further, meaning because what was the proof that riding is inconsequential? We went to a Mishnah Kalayim, right? And remember, Shmuel learned the Mishnah Kalayim, and he had the Chachamim say that if all you're doing is riding, being driven by Shor v'Chamor, so you're not going to get Malkus. Ah, okay, fine. So Yosef is nothing, and to which now you reminded me. On that point, we had the following analysis. So, Rachav Yosef, Yosef lo tafim b'maseira, Rachav tafas b'maseira. So, in other words, if all you're doing is being driven by Shor v'Chamor, and you're sitting in the back of the wagon, so literally you're just a passive passenger, and you're doing nothing. Over here, however, if you're on top of the animal, aren't you holding the Moseira? So, Amar li Rav Ushmol d'Amri Tavai, Moseira lo kani. So, the Gemara says, okay, yeah, you're right. You're holding the Moseira. Congratulations. That doesn't do anything. In other words, when all is said and done, all you're doing is just simply riding on the animal, and you're not causing it to go anywhere. And so as a result of that, you're not going to be Kona. No. Igadamri Amalei Abai L'Rav Yosef Hechi Pashimar Rachav Miyoshev Yoshev Lo Tafis B'Moseira Rachav Tafis B'Moseira Amalei Hachitani Idi Moseira Lo Kani. Okay, and all we just heard right now is another version of the same back and forth with the same conclusion. But over here, the only significant change is that who's getting attribution. But it's the same point. Idmar Nami Amar Rabbi Chaba Amar Rav Huna Mosera the Mosera Mechavero Kana B'Mitziyah V'Nichzayger Lo Kani. So if you're trying to do a kinyan by taking the Mosera. So you took the Mosira from your friend, you're Kona. But by Mitzia Nichse Hager, you're not gonna be Kona. So in other words, if he handed over the Mosira are either reins, the bridle. I don't know what a bridle is. But if it was handed over to you by the previous owner, great. That's Mesira. And that's gonna be Kona. But if it was not handed over to you by the previous owner, and now you have an animal that belongs to nobody, it's Hefker, it's Nechzei Hager, and now you pick up the Mosera, nothing. That's nothing. In other words, because you're not, you're that is correct, correct. In other words, that is not a directive. You're not moving the animal. You're doing mashiach on the animal. You're not directing the animal where to go. All you did was just pick up a masera. It will do nothing vis-a-vis the kinyan of the animal. So the Gemara says, and why do we call it a mosera? Now, I don't know what it is, so you know, I'm a little hamstrung right now. The mosera is it's a leash, bridle, harness. Again, I'm just showing off is my ignorance on, you know, these items that are connected to the animal. But in other words, it's called the mosera because typically speaking, it's the thing that's handed from one to the other. So bishlam dekamaser dekamaser lechavrei. So ela b'mitziyah v'nichse ager my kamaser delikne. And the Gemara just simply explains. In other words, that when it's being handed over by the previous owner, so that is that's a mesira. The mosera now is involved in mesira, okay? And great, and perfect. In other words, and that's the kinyan. But however, by mitziyah nichse ager, so no one's handing it over to you, and now you're trying to make a kinyan of the animal, the mosera is just simply insufficient. Okay. Good. That almost takes us to the end of yesterday's daf, and now we begin. We're not going to begin anything new for the first part of today's daf. All we're going to be doing is litigating Shmuel. Here's what we just learned together. Shmuel's of the position, I know a lot of follow-up, but this is really simple. Shmuel's of the position that you want to be koneh an animal. If you are manig the animal, that's a kinyan. If all you're doing is just simply riding on the animal, not directing it where to go, just riding on top of it, that is not a kinyan, that's not going to allow you to acquire the animal. Good. With that in mind, all we're going to be doing now for the first part of today's daf, back and forth, is this correct? Is this an accepted position? Is it a supportable position? Meisvei. So here we begin. Hi, you. Yeah. We'll get there. The Gemara's not going to mention it, but I had that thought in mind. We'll get there. So now what do? We turn to our Mishnah, right? In other words, the discussion is here in Bav Metzia because it's directly related to our Mishnah. And that is that two people are riding on top of the animal, and then the Mishnah says, alternatively, one is riding and the other one is manig, the other one's leading the animal. Now, mani ilem a Rabbi Meir, hashi yoshev kani rachav mi baye. So el alav rabbanan ushmamina rachav kani, rachav kani. So the Gemara says, now, the author of our Mishnah over here in Bav Metzia. In other words, keep in mind that we just learned the Mishnah and Kalayim together, and according to Rav Meir, Rachav is going to be Koneh. So, the author of our Mishnah is whom? Well, if it's Rav Meir, then really our Mishnah hasn't taught us anything. Because according to Rav Meir, you don't even have to ride on the animal. According to Rav Meir, you could be driven by the animals. You could be sitting on a wagon behind the animals, and that's considered as if you are riding on top of the animals. So according to Rav Meir, I already have the bigger Chiddush and Kalayim. Now the Mishnah Bav Metzia says that if you're riding on the animal, you're Koneh. Great. We all know the Mishnah and Kalayim, right? Halavai. But in other words, let's assume, in other words, to properly learn, you have to know the Mishnayos. So we all know the Mishnah and Kalayim. So Rav Meir says that giving a ride, sitting on the back of the wagon is considered actively riding on the animals. Riding on the animals, l'kol shekein. So now, our Mishnah can't be Rav Meir. It'd be too obvious. Our Mishnah must be going like the Chachamim. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that riding on the animal is, in fact, considered a kinyan of the animal. So the Gemara says, okay, settle down. Hacha b'mayiskin b'manig b'raglav. And here we're going to hear this time and again throughout today's daf, and that is, there's riding and then there's riding. If you're just passively riding on an animal, that's nothing in terms of a kinyan. If, however, you got your spurs on, and then you get on the animal, and you spur it, and now it goes because you're spurring it, that is considered a kinyan. Now the Gemara says, now wait 1 second, hi hainu manhig. Yeah, you know what that's called? We have a word for that. That's called manhig. In other words, manhig, without sitting on top of the animal, it simply means is that you are instructing, directing the animal where to go. You call the animal, you beat the animal, whatever works. Again, as you know, not the farmer, right? Very, very little to do with the farm and animals. But I understand the idea. Manhig is just simply directing the animal where to go. That's going to be a kinyan. You instructed the animal which direction to take. However, if you are on the animal, not however, wrong, wrong conjunction. And if you're on the animal, spurring it where to go, it's the same exact point. In other words, the Mishnah wouldn't be using a different word to describe it because effectively that's manig. So the Gemara says, trey gavne manig. So the Gemara says, okay, I concede. But the ma'u detema rachov adif, da manig tafes ba, so kamash malan. So the Gemara says, okay, I concede the point, but I'm still telling you that our Mishnah has a chiddush. Why? Because right now our Mishnah is giving an example where I have two manigs, one who's on the ground and the other one is on the animal. Each one of them directing the animal where to go. So here's what I would have thought. Now, our Mishnah's point is that both of them are doing a kinyan simultaneously on the animal, and therefore, what did our Mishnah teach us? Cholkin, the animal's divided. Great. So that's the point. I might have thought that if I have now a clash between two manhigs, one who is verbally telling the animal where to go, and the other one who is physically telling the animal where to go, on top of the animal, spurring the animal, so giving it direction to go in which direction, but also doing so while on top of the animal, he's a stronger manhig. He's a super manhig. And so therefore, I would have thought, without the Mishnah, I would have thought that the one on top of the animal is Kona. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, Tashma. Shaim Shaya Moshe Megamo Manhig Mechamor, Oshay Yachem Oshay Chvech Manhig. So Bemida Zos Kanu. So here we are now with a Braisa. And in this Braisa, so I have two people who are Moshech Begamo. Okay, once again, by the way, I did a little bit of research over here right before the daf, because just minutes before the daf, I literally had no idea what Moshech, the difference between Moshech and Manig is. Okay, now I got it. So Manig is giving the animal verbal direction of where to go. Moshech is also directing the animal, but by physically pulling on the animal. Okay, good. So, two people are being Moshech Begamo, or alternatively, Manig Bechamor. And as Rashi points over here on the bottom of the Amud, it's literally the last point of Rashi here on the Amud. So when it comes to a donkey, Darko Benaga. So that's how, generally speaking, you direct the donkey, with verbal instruction. Oh, and by camel, Darko Bemashicha. The more normal way to lead camel is by pulling on the camel. Of course, we all know that. Okay. So Osha Yachem Oshech Vechen Manid. Or one was doing Mashiach and the other one was doing Manig Bimi Zos Kanu. So according to the Tanakhama of this Braisa, so we have made a kinyan. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Lam Lo Kana Shetei Mashiach Begama Vanag Bechamor. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You want to be Kona Gamal, Mashiach. It's the only way to do it. You want to be Kona Chamor, Hanhaga. It's the only way to do it. Now, Ketani Mia, so good. So that's the Braisa. Fantastic. Now the Gemara's analysis. So, Osha Yachem Moshe Kvecha Manig, Moshe Gamanigin Avar Rechav Lo. In other words, we are pretty much giving the entire list of how to become an animal. Right? There's Mashicha, there's Hanaga. Great. Conspicuously, not there in the Braisa, Rochev. Oh, it's funny. Right? It's a great pickup. In other words, Masir is also not here as well. Okay. So, but Rochev is not there in the Braisa. Now finally we're supporting Shmuel because Shmuel says that Rochev is not Kona. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, okay, it's a good deal, but here's how I could push back. Really, Rochev is Kona. So Vahadik Tani Moshe Gomanig Lafukim and Rav Yehuda Damar Achete Meshicha Begamal Ve'anaga Bechamor Kamash Van Dafilu Ipcha Namikani. So the Gemara says the only reason why the Tanakhama was focusing on these two is because it's a contrast to the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is making the point that the only way you acquire Chamor is with Hanhaga. And the only way you acquire Gamal is with Mashicha. And the Tanakhama knows that that's what's coming up. So the Tanakhama is only focusing on those two forms of Kinyan, just to contrast Rav Yehuda. But it could very well be that Rochev is also another way to be Kona. It just happens to be not relevant to that particular point. The Gemara says, interesting. So why doesn't the Tanakhama use more concise language? The two are going to be, are going to acquire whether they do Mashicha and or Hanhaga. Why don't they just say it like that? So the Gemara says, Dika Chatzad Alokani. The Gemara says, even within the world of the Chachamim, something doesn't work. Okay, great. What doesn't work? So, Iga Da'amre, Mashicha B'chamor, V'Iga Da'amre, Hanaga B'gamal. Okay, it's either going to be the Mashicha the Chamor or the Hanaga by the Gamal. Even according to the Chachamim, there is a limitation. So v'isa mosim misefa. Now we're going to do the same thing again, meaning that what we're going to do is that we're going to use the braisa in service of either supporting or attacking. In this case, supporting Shmuel, and but instead of going from the ratio, we're going to go from the seifa. So b'mida zukana, b'mida zu. In this manner, you're kona. So lemote my lav lemote rachov. So now in this ikadarmi, we're actually attacking Shmuel. And we're saying this is a way to acquire, which means that other ways do not acquire, meaning riding doesn't acquire. So lo lemute ibcham. So the Gemara says no. What we were doing is that we were excluding reversing the method of kinyan for the animal. So ihachi hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says okay. So now if that's true, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda are actually saying the same thing. There shouldn't be a debate. So So the Gemara says, no, there's going to be a subtle difference between them, and that is that Ista Amre Meshicha B'chamer V'Ikad Amre Hanhaga B'Gamal. Now, where is the limitation? The two versions, either the pulling of the donkey or the Hanhaga by the Gamal. Okay, Tashma. Okay. So we just went through a Braisa. Either the Braisa is supporting Shmuel or it's attacking Shmuel. Either way, if it's a support for Shmuel, the Gemara says it's not a great support. And the or alternatively, if it's an attack on a Shmuel, it's not such a great attack. Okay. Next, Tashma. Echad rochiv chamor vecha tafos ben mosera. Zekana chamor vezekana ben mosera. Shma mina rochiv kani. So the Gemara says, okay, I have a brisa, and here's what's happening now in the brisa. Ready? There's the animal. And what happens is that two people now want to make a kinyan. One jumps on the animal, rides on the animal. He acquired the animal. Good. And the other one now actually took the bridle in his hand, the mosera. He acquired the bridle. Great. So the Gemara says, but what we got from this braisa is that the one who jumped on the animal, got a ride on the animal, acquired the animal. Rochev is kona. And again, the entire thesis of today is that according to Shmuel, Rochev is not kona.
But you want to use his feet to be manik.
So Hachanami ben manik baraglav. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he didn't just jump on the animal and get a ride. He spurred the animal. So the Gemara here now gets into a real technical debate. Or discussion. And that is, okay, so now I have a guy who jumped on the animal and spurred the animal, now he acquired the animal. Okay, now, the mosera, the bridle, is connected to the animal. So I don't understand. A second guy comes and grabs the mosera. So, yeah, doesn't the first guy acquire the mosera? He just acquired the animal, mosera attached to it. Rashi describes the mosera like a tachshit. In other words, it's accessorizing the animal. So, in other words, don't you acquire the mosera?
Question is also, if somebody's riding it, how can somebody hold on to the bridle?
I don't know if that, I don't know if that's not what's bothering the Gemara. Again, you're asking me now, Metzias, by the way. I'm not holding.
Jumping and riding the animal, how can somebody hold the bridle?
Again, you're asking me, Metzias. It's good. I don't know Metzias. So what's it called? But I get the basic gist of the Gemara. Okay, let's not get caught up in Metzias. So Gemara says, so good. So now, so the guy who's on the animal, so he now should be, he did acquire the animal. He should also acquire the Mosera as well. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Eima ze kana chamor v'chatzim Mosera v'ze kana chatzim Mosera. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's what, you're right. What the Braisa meant is the following. Guy jumping on the animal, acquired the animal, yes. Also acquired the part of the Mosera. Well, I'm about to give away the upcoming Gemara. Let me not do that. And also acquired half the Mosera. And also, and the other person who's holding on to the other end of the Mosera, so he gets the other half of the Mosera. So Bishlam Arachav Kani de Kamag Mele Ben Das. Ella tafus ba mosera ba maikani. So the Gemara over here asks the following question. The person who jumped on the animal acquired the animal. He also acquired half the mosera. I can even entertain that. Right? Because in order to acquire something, you have to pick the item up. But we're talking about items that obviously are liftable. So this cup over here in front of me, where once upon a time there was my coffee. But as everyone here knows, it's done by the time I'm, even before I started. It goes too quickly. So anyway, so for me to be kona, I have to pick up the entire cup. Now the cup is simple because it's easy. But if we're talking like about a leash or a string, so in other words, if I pick up one end, no good. I have to pick the whole thing up. Ah. So the Gemara says, okay, now for the person on the animal, he picked up the whole Mosera. Why? Because on the other end of the Mosera, there's this guy who picks it up. Now, as the Gemara will point out in just a moment, the guy who picked up the Mosera didn't pick it up for the guy on the animal, he picked it up for himself. We'll get to that point momentarily. But at least right now, just to entertain and explain what the Gemara's thought process is right now, from the standpoint of the guy on the animal, the leash has been lifted. But the guy now who's picked up the Mosera, what did he do? He just picked up his end. Where's the other end of the Mosera? On an animal. And I'm saying this, by the way, halachically, on a dumb animal. Right? But everyone here understands. I'm not trying to insult anybody. All right. In other words, the animal's not a bardas. So effectively now, the one who picked the Mosera up did not pick up the entire Mosera. So that's what's bothering the Gemara right now. So the Gemara says, okay. So here's what now we're going to say. The guy jumping on the animal has acquired the animal and the Mosera right up to the hand of the other person. The person now, so did he acquire the entire Mosera? No, he didn't, because again, he didn't pick up the whole thing. But there's part of the Mosera that's in his hand, that part he got. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my intim salam magbiya masila chaver kan lechaver hani milehech deka magbila yaday de chavre." So hi yadayti didei kan magbila iul lo kan leachrina makne. And the Gemara says, "Okay, now I'm thoroughly confused." Says the Gemara, because how did the guy and the animal acquire the Mosera? So in other words, because the other person picked it up. The other person picked it up not in service of him, but in service of himself. And you also just told me that he didn't acquire the Mosera. Yeah, the part that's in his hand he's got. But the rest of the remainder of the Mosera, so he didn't acquire. So now, from the standpoint of the person sitting on the animal, the Mosera was not picked up. So the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, Zekana Chamor, Beis Pagei, V'zekana Mashatafas Biado, V'ashar Lo Kana Lo Zev Lo Lozeh. So the Gemara says, okay, as far as the Mosera is concerned, here's where we're going to land. The guy jumped on the animal, acquired the animal, perfect. The Mosera, that's on the head of the animal, a tachshit of the animal, he acquired that as well. The rest of the Mosera is coming off the animal, on the ground, right? No one picked it up. Now, the other person who picked up the other end of the Mosera, so the part that's in his hand, he acquired. The rest of the Mosera that's just on the ground, nobody acquired that. Not the guy on the animal, and not the guy who was holding the other end in his hand. Good. Lo kana lo lezeh velo lezeh. Now, good. That's where we are. Again, we're getting caught up. I say that with pun intended. We're getting caught up right now in the Mosera. It's not the main point of our Gemara. The main point of our Gemara is that the guy jumped on the animal, rode on the animal, acquired the animal. Shmuel, what do you do with that? So we already know, because we've seen the Gemara say this again and again. And what Shmuel will tell you is that a passive rider is not acquiring. The Bryce is talking about where he spurred the animal to go. Okay, good. That's the main point. And now we're just getting caught up with the Mosera. We're going to get caught up for just a couple more moments on this Mosera. We're on Testament Aleph. We're more than halfway down. So Rabbi Abba Omar Lolam Kediktani and Ho of Yachal and Natka Laviat Flow. You know, when I hold an end of a rope, even if I didn't pick up the whole rope, I acquire it. You know how? Because I have the potential of pulling it in my direction. That's enough for acquisition. And the Gemara immediately jumps down Rabbi Abahu's throat. How did Rabbi Abahu Berusahi? That comment that you just heard from Rabbi Abahu, so leave it outside the base medrash. Berusa from the word Barah, leave it outside. In other words, that doesn't belong here in the base medrash. It's not an accepted comment. Dilo temahachi talashi munechas chetzi al gabi karkov chetzi al gabi amud. Uva achavig bi chetzi al gabi karkov achavig bi chetzi al gabi amud. So achinami dekamekani uvaso lokani hovi achol anatek olavi etzlo elahad de Rabbi Abba Berusahi. So the Gemara says, so one person picks up one end of the talus but doesn't pick up the whole thing. Another person comes up and picks the other end. In other words, each one is acquiring the half that they picked up. But wait one second. The first one who picked it up, he could have pulled it in his direction. That is insufficient. Could have pulling it in your direction is not make for a kinyan. Good. So this comment of Rabbi Abahu, it's keep it outside the base medrash. Okay. We're back to Shmuel. Rochev is not a kinyan. So says Shmuel in yesterday's daf. And here we are now, almost halfway through our daf, still discussing. So, Tashma. Rabbi Lazar Amar Rochev Besada Manik Beir Kana. So, if you are Rochev Besada, you're riding an animal in the field, good, you acquired. You are manhig bi'ir, leading and directing an animal in the city. Again, manhig does not mean you're on the animal. Manhig just simply means you're directing and telling the animal where to go. You're barking at the animal. So, over here, what comes out clearly from this brisa is that rochev works. Granted, out in the field, but I don't care where you are, it works. You're riding the animal and you acquired it. So the Gemara says, again, right? This is a common maneuver for today. Hachinami manik baraglav. Okay, it doesn't mean that you just rode on the animal. You had your spurs on. So yahachi hainu manig, tregavni manig. The Gemara says, you're right. Okay, two types of manig. So yahachi rachabir maitamalokani. Okay, so, could you please explain this to me? We made a distinction between being out in the field and being in the city. In the city, so you are riding an animal in the city and you are not acquired it. What? How does that make sense? So Amr Afghanal Fishing Darkin Shall Bani Adam Lurkov Ba'ir. That's not what people do. Okay? People don't ride an animal in the city. You know, Rashi writes over here. Mishum Tsniusa. It's immodest.
What does immodesty have to do with Kinyanim?
Ah. So the I saw the note. Okay. No. Okay. David asked a question. The fact that it's immodest means that now you're no longer going to be Kona. Okay. So I'll give you what I think is a correct explanation. In other words, if it's not normal behavior, Kenyan reflects that I'm going to now own the animal because I'm going to do something that is normally done by the owner. And over here, if I'm doing something that's not normally done, it's not a demonstration of ownership. That's more or less the thought process of the Gemara. Gemara is going to push back on this point, but right now, I think that's more or less the way to say it over. So the Gemara says, "Lafishin darkin shal bnei adam l'rakov ba'ir." That's not what people do. Now, Rav Chaim, just going back to the thought that you made earlier, by the way, this is perfect. Meaning, right, we're benching Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Right, Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. We're also moving back the clock an hour. Sorry, moving it. That was just wishful thinking. Sorry. we're losing an hour. Okay. Anyway, but I was thinking same thing. In other words, and one of the climactic points of the Megillah is that Mordechai got a ride on an animal in the ear. Okay. So it's not done. So I'm like Rav Ashur, Rav Kana, let me out. I could be Arna, keep a Shabbos, Shane, Darker, Shabbos, and Adam, like be Arna, keep a Shabbos, Hachanami, the Lokani, Elamai, David, Avid, Vikani, Hachanami, my David, Avid, Vikani. Effectively, David, the Gemara makes exactly your point. Meaning, look, right? You can pick up a wallet on Shabbos. Now, do people do that? Of course, people don't do that. It's called Muksa. But, okay, I know about Muksa. Right now, all I'm thinking about is the wallet and the money. If I pick up a wallet on Shabbos, am I Kona? The answer, of course, is yes. Yes, you're Kona. Okay, you violated Moksa, but you're Kona. So, and it's not done, but in other words, but I did it. And now the Gemara says, so same thing over here. Okay, so it's not done. People don't ride an animal. But if riding the animal, and again, riding the animal and spurring the animal, right? But if that's a method of Kenyan, so it should be Kenyan. So Ella Mecca Chomem Karaskin and Damar Le Kederach Shabnei Adam Kanisha Kederach Shabnei Adam Konim. So the Gemara says, okay. So the only way to explain the difference between city versus field is that we're talking about a transaction. It's not that you are acquiring it from Hefka. We're talking about a transaction, and the seller said to the buyer, "Here's what I need you to do. In order to effectively acquire it, you're going to direct it the way it's normally done over here in the street. In other words, it's simply a condition set forth in the transaction. Okay, so like any condition, as long as the condition is articulated, so now in order to acquire, you have to just simply subscribe to the terms of the condition. That's it. So the e rishos harabim. Okay, now, So riding an animal in a Rishus HaRabim, in an ear. Under normal circumstances, it's not done. Is it a method of kinyan? As long as you're spurring the animal, it is a method of kinyan. The Bryce that we just learned said it's not a method of kinyan. So we just explained, yeah, but that's because there was a contractual agreement that you have to do it normally. Okay. The way it's normally done. Now, the Rishus HaRabim kani. Now, if it happens to be we're not just in the city, but we're on the main thoroughfare, so then riding is normal, and therefore you're kona. V'i adam chashav hukani. Now, if you're an adam chashav, so that an adam chashav does in fact ride on an animal, even in the city. Once again, our Megillah reference. And e ishahi kanya. Now, if it's a woman also, she's kona. So in other words, because a woman doesn't normally be manhig. Now, again, this goes back to practices that were considered normal, not normal. Back in the day, women were not manhig animals. Please don't ask me, because Gemara just simply assumes that those are the facts. V'inish zilahu kani. Now, if you are somebody who has no regard for your dignity, so then those types of people do ride in the air, and therefore they're going to be kona. So, in other words, so who is not kona by riding an animal? A perfectly average male. Okay, so that is just what the Gemara just said. If you are a perfectly average male, no one wants to think that way. But if you're perfectly average, so not racist, chauvinistic. Just to be clear. So if you're perfectly average male, so then you are not going to be kona by riding it in the ear. Good. Okay. By Rav Elazar, Omer l'chavero, Mishoch v'hemazu, liknos kelim shalem mahu. Okay. So our next topic of discussion, and this is going to close out our daf today. Okay, we are on Testament Beis, and three lines from the top, and Rav Elazar now has the following question. We are still in the world of Kinyanim. Okay, again, it's Bava Metzia. In other words, we two people pulling on a talis, so we're rounding out the first sugya of the Masechta, right? Every first mission of every Masechta is long. It goes long. There's just a lot of things to unpackage over here. So it's not terrible, by the way. Not terrible. I mean, it's not too long. It's not terribly long. We're only on Daf Tes. Okay? Anyway, so we're in the world of Kinyanim over here. The following, and this is the way Rashi sets up the Gemara's question. Okay, there are kelim on top of the animal, and so the seller says to me, "Here's what you're going to do. You're going to be moshech on the animal in order to acquire the kelim that are on the animal. Does it work? Yes or no?" Right. So the Gemara first gets caught up on a super technical point. The verbiage. Now, what did the seller say? Liknos. Wrong language. So the Gemara says, "Mi amar le kini." So Ella mishoch behem is that ukini kelim shala hamau. Mi mahani mishicha de behem laknui kelim alo. Okay. So, in terms of language and proper syntax, it's kini. Kini is the instruction to acquire. Liknos is more descriptive. Liknos just simply means you're gonna acquire it. It's the wrong language. So syntactically, never mind. From a syntax standpoint, so the correct language is kini. Okay, good. Got it.
It's an order, right?
Like it's instruction. Command, it's instruction. Right? Yeah. Yeah. This is what's going to happen when you pull on it. Good. So now that we ironed that out, so now the Gemara clarifies the question. My Mashiach on the animal. Will that afford me the ability to be kona the kelim on it? Yes or no? So, okay. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rava mi Amar lekani behem ukani kelim. So mi kani kelim. So chatzim alachas if chatzim alachas lo kana. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. In fact, Rava says, let's make the point even more dramatic. Right? Let's say, in other words, the Mashiach is not just in service of the kelim that's on the animal. Let's even go so far to say that the Mashiach is in service of the animal and the kelim. You acquire the animal. Of course you acquire the animal. But you're not going to acquire the kelim. Why? In other words, and what do you want to do? You want to look at the animal as a chatzir? the animal cannot work as a chatzer. Chatzers, by definition, have to be stationary. Now, v'chi tema kisha amda, so the Gemara says, okay, so get the animal to stop. The Gemara says, legally, the animal is not a stationary entity. V'ha kol shi'ilo ma'alech lo kana o mi v'yoshev lo kana. No. The animal is not a stationary item. Even while standing, it's not stationary. So this is a real legal mind today. Well, I mean, it's always a legal mind in terms of learning the Gemara. Animals are not stationary, and therefore the animals cannot serve as chatzer. And therefore, even if I acquire the animal, I did meshicha. The seller saying to me, "I'm selling you animal and kelim on top of it." I can't acquire the kelim just by pulling the animal. Even if I acquire the animal is not a chatzer. It's mahalaches. So the Gemara says b'kfusa. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm sorry, v'hilchasa b'kfusa. So the Gemara says there would be a way in which you could be acquiring the kelim by pulling on the animal, and that is the animal's all tied up. Okay. Now, I get to my comedic visual for today. The animal's all tied up, and now you're pulling on the animal? If my visual is good, which I don't know if it is, but in other words, the animal is bound and unable to walk.
But when you pull, are you supposed to move the animal or just pull?
Right. I was thinking the same thing Ben was thinking, meaning pulling just simply may just literally mean be pull. But tugging on it, even though you're not end up moving it. I don't know. In other words, but somehow you're moving this massive item, and meanwhile it can't walk. Okay, so not really sure how the Mashiach is working there, but the Gemara is just simply, I understand the hurdle the Gemara is jumping over. And that is that the animal, well, as long as it's able to walk, it's not considered chatzer. It can't be called chatzer. Even while standing still, it can't be called chatzer. So the only way that it could be called chatzer is if we render it immobile. That's the only way that it could become a chatzer. Amalei Rav Papa Rav Unabreid, Rav Yeshua L'Rav Alamiata. So the Gemara says, okay, so now this idea that a animal cannot be considered a chatzer because it doesn't move. So, hi, Malach B'Svina. So, v'kafsu dagim v'nafalas l'soch svina achinami dechatzer malachasi v'lo kani. So let's say you're on a boat. Your boat! And fish jump onto the boat. And now, is the boat considered a chatzer, yes or no? So the, in other words, well, the boat is now moving in the water. So the boat now is not a chatzer. You're not kona the fish, right? So the Gemara says, Amalei Svina me'ech naicha, umaya hu dekama matulei. And so the Gemara says, yeah, so, hey, right, this is really interesting, right? Physicists out there are going to like this and appreciate this much more than me, but no. In other words, the proper way to look at the relationship between boat and water is that the boat is stationary and it's the water that's moving. Okay, I said it. It sounds smart. I don't know if I fully understand it. But okay, but anyway, good.
The water is carrying the boat because the boat is moving.
Yes, yes. But in other words, but the boat is considered stationary.
I mean, the earth is sort of moving. You also okay.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Amalei Ravin L'Rav Ashi Alamiata. Haisa Malachas Bereshos HaRabim V'Zergla. V'Zergla L'Soch Cheiko L'Soch Kalta Hachinami D'Lo Megarsha. Now the Gemara says, okay, let's go back to Gittin now. Eighth Perek of Gittin. And that is that you're throwing, right? The throwing of the get and all projectiles, right? Filed under the eighth Perek of Gittin. Fun Perek. Things are moving in every direction. So anyway, so you're throwing it onto the basket on her head. So in other words, the visual over here is very clear. This one I got. So she's got a basket on her head. She's walking and you throw the get into the basket, land into the basket. Okay, so it works, and now the basket's on her head, and she's walking. So now it's a chatzer ma'aleches. It shouldn't work. So I'm like, halta meinech naichi v'ida kamisage mitusa. The Gemara says, no, the basket is stationary, meaning the basket is stationary. She's walking underneath the basket, but the basket is stationary. Okay, again, these are like great thought experiments in terms of what is considered stationary, what's considered moving, the relationship between two items. Okay, let's jump ahead. Okay, we are now starting the Mishnah on Testament Bays. We're going to go through the Mishnah in just the first lines of the Gemara. I I'm riding an animal. I see a lost item, a lost and ownerless item. Okay. In other words, let's assume it's Hefker. And now I give instructions. In other words, I'm not ready to get off my animal. So I see another person. Hey, do me a favor. Right. That item belonging to Hefker. Could you pick it up for me? So now my friend, we're going to put that in quotes, picks up the item, looks at the item and says, wow. Okay, I'll keep it. Thank you very much. And he gets to keep it. Now, if after handing it over to the person on the horse, he then says, oh, wait one second. I only gave it to you to look at, but I really acquired it. At that point in time, it's too late. In other words, that was too late to make that pronouncement. Tanan Hasam. Okay, so here we go with the Mishnah and Peah. Mishalikid as a Peah va'amar is a Laploniani, Rabbi Elazar Amar Zachalo, v'chachamam Amar Mimienanelani, Anim Tzarishon. Now, Peah, any Ani can go ahead and take Peah for themselves. What you can't do is you can't take for other people. Okay. So now, the Mishnah brings down the following. A machlokus between Tanayim. In other words, what if one person picks it up and says, I am taking this on behalf of another Ani. So Rabbi Elazar says it works, and the Chachamim says it does not work. You cannot acquire it on behalf of another person. Right? Coming up tomorrow's daf. And that is going to be, right, okay, well, big daf tomorrow. So anyway, so the according to the Chachamim, it does not work. You can't be kone it on behalf of others. Now, the guy who picked it up, he was, what was he? So I think I let it slip out of my mouth. Okay, so he himself was a Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Machlokus Me'ashalani the Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says that the guy who picked it up was an usher. However, he has potential becoming an ani. He could just disavow himself from all of his worldly possessions and become an ani. And so that's one migu. And now, since he could acquire it on behalf of himself, he could also acquire it on behalf of his friend. That's migu number two. And Rabbi Lazar says you could do a double migu. Yeah. And the Chachamim say that's too far. You're going too far. You can't do that. But according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, if the guy who picks it up is an ani on behalf of another ani, well, since he could acquire it on behalf of himself, he could acquire it on behalf of his friend. This is now the second time in our Masechta that we're hearing that svara of migu. So, the Amrle, thank you. Amrle Rav Nachman Lula Velei Mamar Me'anilani Machlokes. So, HaMitziah HaKol Aniyem Etzla U'tanana Yerochev Agabe Be'em Avras HaMitziah V'Amrle Chaver Tanali Not Love Amar Ani Zachisi Ba So Zachaba. So, the Gemara says, okay, now that I know the Mishnah and Peah according to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, I'm going to go back to our Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah that we just learned together, and our Mishnah over here does not seem to jive with that at all. Okay, this is a good place to stop. Okay, time-wise, music-wise, it's a great, great place to stop. Okay, part one of today's daf is Shmuel says that Rochev is not Kona, and we spent an immense amount of time yesterday's daf and today's daf supporting, attacking Shmuel's position. Then on Testament Bays, we opened up with a new Mishnah. New Mishnah talked about having someone acquire an item for you. Does it work? Yes or no? And the Gemara's answer is it's a machlokas. The machlokas Tanayim? No, sorry. Sorry. The Gemara says that if he picks it up on behalf of himself, he acquired it. If he picks it up on behalf of you, hands it to you, so it works. Okay, and the Mishnah and Peah, and tomorrow we'll go over that in more detail.